Yeah, for me, I didn't think very much about dementia or Alzheimer's or anything for a long, long, long time, really. And then it just creeps up on you. You know, I remember, I sort of know that there have been times when, even like now, you know, I just can't get the words out properly. And it's funny, really, in a way, because people outside, or even friends, don't think they notice straight away. But I've certainly noticed over the last months and few years now that, you know, an awful lot has changed. I mean, I know there's a lot changed in my brain. I've had brain scans and all the rest of it, you know. But there's so much help there. And I think probably groups like this are a big part of that, yes. That help. Because anything I've had to do with dementia, etc., I've found the people to be very, inclusive. Yes. It doesn't matter who you are, you know, whether you're clever or not clever or whatever it is. You're just made to feel that you're part of the group. That's how I feel. And it took me a little while to kind of realise what was going on. At first it was just, you know, I feel a bit wobbly today. And then it would be, one of the first things that really hit me was I realised I couldn't deal with change anymore. I used to pride myself on thinking I'm very good at arithmetic and all that sort of thing. And the first time I got in a taxi on my own, I had to ask the taxi driver, will you sort the change out, please? Mm. So now, well, my daughter sorts out all my taxis.
I'm at that stage too.
Sorry?
I'm at that stage too.
Yes, you know, you don't want to admit it, you know, that no, I can't do this anymore, but you have to. You know, there's no point, is there, denying things, because you get more help if you're asking for help anyway. You know, yeah. Even talking about the taxi drivers, I mean, I'm fortunate enough that I can afford to take taxis, but my daughter pays for them and she arranges it all for me. And the taxi drivers themselves, they're absolutely lovely. They're so kind, you know, and help me out the taxi, help me into the taxi. And I think everybody seems to be kind when they notice there's something slightly different. When I make a phone call, I usually put it in pretty quickly. Look, I'm sorry, I've got dementia, so that's why I sound a bit funny when I'm talking. And then you get that out of the way. And then most people are fine, I find. I mean, I've got my sister and I've got quite a few friends, and most of them don't even think about it. But my sister's been wonderful to me. She's really gone to pains to find things to make life easier for me. You know, just as a tiny thing, I decided I like some of these little groups in my hair, etc. And yeah, she looked around until she found some. And she's done that with lots of different things. Oh, I know you wanted something or other, I'll bring that over tomorrow for you. And my best friend is the same. I'm sure you must have these same sort of feelings about it, Doreen, because people are kind if you give them the chance to be kind.
Yes.
I mean, some people don't want to. Some people, you know, don't want to know. But you know, I find usually if you're giving kindness, you get it back, don't you?
I seem to be at the same space as those.
Yeah.
Because it's telephone numbers now, and as she said, transport. I use the ring and ride, which is very useful because it comes to your door and it drops you at the door. And the man who does the driving takes you to your door. He doesn't leave you in the pavement, he takes you to the door and sort of asks if you'd like him to open the door, which is very handy if you've got anything in your hand. It's lots of things. I've all my life I've been interested in sort of pottery and all sorts of things, and I feel now as if they're just being taken away. You can't express really. I went to use my sewing machine, for example. Never thought about it. I couldn't use it.
No
I was going to do something. It was when the lockdown was over. You know, it was miserable, really. the sewing machine for ages.
No.
And I couldn't thread the needle.
You
never occurred to me I wouldn't be able to do things like that.
Yeah.
And you keep finding those little bits that form your life's style.